Welcome to the Unfiltered Empowered Woman. I am your host, Ellen, and I am a female empowerment coach. That means that I help you stop people-pleasing, stop being controlled by anxiety and overthinking, breaking your bad habits, and stop letting food rule your life. It's time for you to take your power back and become an empowered woman. In this podcast, I will show you the unfiltered version of myself and my guests. You know, the stuff that we can't put on Instagram. I want to show you how living unfiltered means you can take that power back and live a truly empowered life. Now let's dig in. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Unfiltered Empowered Woman podcast. This episode is super amazing and it's going to be all about manifestation. So please grab your notepads because you're going to want to write this down. And I'm just so excited that I get to share this with you because the stuff that I'm going to talk about in today's episode are things that I've been applying to my own. Like I'm like very much like I'm going to try this before like on myself before I start teaching it. And what I am going to teach you today is stuff that I have done in the last I don't even know how many months, but it's working like so much. Like I have been manifesting and following this technique so hard that it's literally scary. Like, let me just give me one example. Like I have been very much manifesting like abundance, for example. And I have, well, who knows if this is going to work out, but I'm going to tell you guys anyway. I started seeing this guy who is like literally ticks all the boxes that I would have and that, like the man that I manifested. And if this works out, I'm not even surprised because I've manifested this person. And if it's not going to be him, someone else is going to come along. That's going to be even more amazing because I have manifested that and that's going to happen. Second thing that I've manifested is success in my business and being able to help more people. And since I started doing this, I have signed up more people to my program. I have manifested more abundance with my finances. Like for example, as soon as I started doing this, I went to a cafe, boom, 50% off. Next day, I got a free coffee. Next day, like I got like a random transaction into my account. The next day, like I got a new client signing up to like my highest ticket offer. Next day, I got someone booking in for a workshop. Like this shit fucking works. So pay attention, guys. And like, I don't want you to think about that. Like, oh, she just cares about money because that's definitely not what I'm saying. If I have more, the more finance, like financial freedom I have, the better coach I can be because the more I can invest into the clients that I have, the better results I can give them. And if you listen to the episode I did, my last solo episode about the daddy wound, you would have known that I spoke about how much better, like my clients' results are just like through the roof at the moment. And that is because I have manifested more freedom and abundance for myself so that I can give more of myself to my clients and serve them better and help them heal so much quicker than they ever thought possible. Because what happens is that once you start stepping into that person that you are meant to be, the people around you will get that energy as well. And they will start stepping up to match your energy. Because we cannot physically attract or be with someone. Someone can't be in our life if they are not in on the same level as us. So we have two choices here. We either step up to that person's level or we step down. So what I've done is I've held myself up on this high frequency level and my clients are just forced to step up. And they've all done it and you can do it as well. So manifesting isn't just about thinking positive. It's not about just sitting down and journaling and hoping something's going to happen. Manifesting is law of action and law of attraction. You cannot get what you want in life without having both of these. You can't just randomly go and pick at things and like, yeah, hopefully that works out. Or, you know, I just bought a new car. Like you have to act with intention and you also have to manifest the stuff that you want. But we have to take action in order to get what we want. We can't just sit there and journal and think about it. That's not how it works. I never would have moved to Bali if I was just sitting at home, you know, thinking, oh yeah, it'd be nice to live in Bali. I had to work fucking hard to set up a business that was financially free. So I was financially free and could move and live anywhere. I had to buy a ticket to Bali. I was manifesting being able to afford it. I was manifesting what my life is going to be look like there. I was manifesting how, like, the fact that I was going to live here and what my life was going to look like. But I didn't know exactly how I would get there. I just knew that at some point I would live in Bali. Just like I know that at some point I'm going to have my dream man. I'm going to have the financial success that I want. I'm going to have helped as many women as I want. My business is going to be at where I want it to be. The Empowered Woman is going to be a global, worldwide program that's going to help millions of women all over the world. It's going to be the program for overcoming self-sabotage. I know it. Like, I manifest this every freaking day, and I'm also taking the action steps to get there. That's how I know this program is going to be successful and that everyone on the program is going to have success. They're going to heal. Because I just cannot, like, it just doesn't exist in this world. It doesn't exist that people fail. No, it's not going to happen. If you're in my world, you can't fail because I will not let you. The energy is up here. You can't see it because it's a podcast, but it's up. Like, I'm raising my hand up to my head. There's no way that I will let you drop. There's because I'm not dropping. So you are going to be forced to come up to where I am. And that's how you're going to use law of attraction and law of action to get the life that you want and that you deserve. So what I'm going to teach you today is the manifesting with quantum physics.
I explain this from more of a science-y kind of way, just because I think it's important to kind of understand this a little bit from the science perspective to see that it is not a lot of bullshit. It's actually something very, very real and something that is happening. Law of attraction, this isn't just some woo-woo thing that someone made up. It actually is physics. It actually works. So look, I was fucking terrible at science in school, so bear with me here. But the important thing that you need to know is that this shit works. So I'm just going to very briefly explain this to you. Basically, atoms are the basic building blocks of everything around us. They make up everything from the every breath to the ground we walk on. Everything is made up of atoms. It's the Lego bricks of the universe, basically. And inside each atom, we have even tinier particles called electrons. They zoom around something inside of the atom called a nucleus, which is the central hub of the atom, the middle. Imagine these electrons are like little bees buzzing around a hive, always in motion, always moving, always, jumping from place to place. So now I want you to imagine, now I want to explain the quantum field to you. And I want you to imagine an invisible field that is all of space. This is the quantum field. It's like the dance floor where electrons move and interact, where they, hang out, basically. This is the quantum field. This field is super sensitive to energy, including the energy of our thoughts and emotions. So remember, everything is made up of atoms. Inside every atom, there's electrons. The electrons hang out in the quantum field. In the quantum field, this is where all the energy is. This is where what we can actually impact. So we can impact the field, the dance floor. If we can change the music that the electrons are dancing to, of course we can change the world. Because, like I said, this field is very sensitive to energy, including the energy of your thoughts and your emotions. So the electrons zip around the atoms, our thoughts and emotions influence the energy of the quantum field. So basically, the way I look at it is my thoughts and emotions, they decide what music is playing on the dance floor right now. Is the vibe really sad and gloomy and it's a shit music and everyone's crying? Or is it super happy, buzzing, everyone feels unstoppable? We've all been to those parties when we feel fuck yeah, I never want to leave. You're just vibing the shit out of yourself and you're just feeling like the queen. But we've also been to those parties where it's the music is so terrible, you just want to go home and cry and eat Ben and Jerry's under the blanket. So this is how I look at it. What music am I putting on in this field? What music, how do I want to feel from this music? And So when we think positively or when we feel excited, it's like we're adding spark to this. Like I said, it's like we are changing the music. Like we're like, no, fuck yeah. We're like, we're going to have the best time. We're going to have the best music, like queen energies only. And imagine even further now, if you can change the energy in the quantum field with your thoughts and emotions, what kind of reality can you then shape? Because what is going to happen to the atom? Well, when you focus your thoughts and emotions on what you want, no matter if that's, you know, a dream job, a relationship, more money, moving to a new place, you're basically sending a signal to the quantum field of, we're changing the music to this now. We're going to, with the, I'm moving to Bali music, going with the, I'm having a new, I have a new boyfriend. We're going with the, I'm wealthy now. This is literally how you're going to bring your dreams to life. As your intentions mingle with like the energy of the quantum field, they start to shape the reality around us. Like they start to build that. It's like planting those like seeds in the garden. And the more attention that you give these thoughts, these emotions, the more clear you can become on what it is that you want. And the more you step into that and you're not accepting anything else than your favorite fucking song on the dance floor, the more these dreams are going to grow and flourish. So basically the conclusion of this, just remember that atoms and electrons come together to form the world that we see. Our thoughts and emotions come together to shape the experience we have. So if we can combine the power of our minds and emotions, we can manifest our dreams into reality. So basically, keep dreaming friggin' big and keep living in the magic of the quantum dance floor. What music are you playing on your specific dance floor? So I hope that that was helpful. If you want to learn more about the science part of it, just Google like law of attraction, quantum field or quantum physics or something like that. And you can just read and read and read and read all about it. I think it is really interesting. And I hope I explained it in a way that you can actually understand it. But what I'm also going to say about this is like, when people start manifesting, they think that it's going to happen like instantly, like I started manifesting last night and why have I not met my boyfriend yet, like my new partner? But like, it doesn't take, like, yes, it can go really quick. Like when I first started manifesting, I was like, damn, like I woke up next day and I was like, oh my gosh, like so many things has changed. But it's going to take 30 to 60 days for your internal world to start matching the external. For the external world to start matching your internal world. Like, do not give up. Like, keep going with this. Don't give up after just a week or 2 days. Give it at least 30 days of manifesting that thing that you want. And I just can't wait for you to message me and tell me all the amazing things that has manifested into your life.
The idea behind manifestation using law of attraction and law of action is that you can only attract things and people that are on the same frequency as you. So that's what I said before, like you can't attract something that aren't on the same level as you. Like if you're always attracting the same kind of men or friends into your life, that's because you have attracted them. If you're noticing that bad things always happen to you, it's because you have attracted those bad things into your life. Like things don't just happen. Nothing is a coincidence. Like, do you think it's a coincidence that we're on this earth and that, you know, there's gravity and that we're stuck on this ground? Like, no, that happened for a reason. Like, there's a reason why you are listening to this podcast. There's a reason why you chose to play this episode. There's a reason why you are where you are right now. You're not, this, nothing just happens. Everything that we have in our lives, we have attracted into our lives. So no matter if you are doing it consciously or unconsciously, like, it is there because you have attracted it in there. And we have such a cool, like this a very, like we have this amazing ability to start attracting more things that we want into our lives when we become aware of this superpower. For example, just imagine like, everyone knows about this, right? Like when you buy a red car, all of a sudden you see red cars everywhere. That's because now you're aware of it. Now you see more of it. So what I, like, all of the stuff that I'm going to teach you is about how you can start seeing more of the things that you want because you are thinking more of them. And then that's why you're going to attract more of those things into your life. So this probably sounds super confusing, but it's going to get a bit more clear. Your subconscious mind holds about 90-95% of what you will manifest. So you will manifest what you're continuously thinking about. If you want more money, if you want better sex, if you want a new relationship or success or whatever it is, you need to act like you already have those things. You can't just like never think about them and then hope that they happen. You have to program into your subconscious to think about these things, to attract more of these things, to literally look for that red car. Because once you do that, then your life will literally change forever. The thing is though that you can't actually attract your dream life without first healing your trauma and inner child wounds, because these will subconsciously hold you back. So for example, if you are like, but I want a healthy relationship, but deep down you think that men can't love women, or that no one will ever love you, or that you're not beautiful enough to be in a relationship, or that you're not good enough, you're not going to attract your dream partner, because subconsciously you still think that you're not worthy of him. So your subconscious will just go and look for men who aren't worthy of you, because that's what you're actually thinking. So you need to heal the core wounds before you start doing the manifestation. I mean, you can start doing it now, but it's not actually going to get into power until you healed. And this is where I see people go wrong. They're like, but I'm manifesting like money, or manifesting like a new job. But they don't actually believe it deep down that they are worthy of these things. So of course, they're not actually going to have them. And this is what was happening to me, a few years ago. I was like, I want like this much money, I want this much success, I want like a relationship. But I deep down didn't think that I was a good coach. I deep down didn't think that I was worthy of a relationship. I deep down didn't think that I was worthy of money. Like, I had shame around wanting money. I was like, oh, I shouldn't feel like this, or I shouldn't want money. Like, no. I deserve money, I deserve a relationship, I deserve a successful business, I deserve those things, because I've healed from the trauma, I've healed the wounds of thinking that I didn't deserve those things. So no matter how hard I manifested and wanted those things, because I hadn't healed the wounds, nothing was happening. So like, I was energetically like vibing at a low frequency, and the stuff that I wanted was up. You know, let's say I was at frequency 40, the stuff that I wanted was up at 95. Like, there was no way for me to grab it because I was so far away from it. So see how we need to heal so that we can match the frequency of the stuff that we want. So law of attraction versus law of action. Like I said before, law of attraction is that, you know, you see more of what you're aware of. So we all know about this. And this is where like quantum physics comes into it. And it's like, okay, well, you know, if you see more, like think about it more, you're going to see it more, you know, how we kind of gravitate towards those kind of things. And then we have the law of action is where we choose to go and get that thing, where I chose to buy that ticket to Bali. I chose to start my business. I chose to level up and, you know, invest more money into myself so that I could become a better coach, and so that I could heal, so that I could then grow my business and help other people heal. Like, I never would have gotten to where I am now if I didn't invest that time and that money into myself. And I never would have done that if I held on to the belief that I'm not good enough. So you currently have two options of choosing when you currently have the option of choosing between two types of pain, right? You can have lifelong pain of staying the same, of being exactly where you are in the next 5, 10, 20, 30, 50 years. Lifelong pain of suffering, of binge eating, of not feeling good enough, of feeling like you're not deserving of love, of not having enough money, of being in a shit relationship. You can have lifelong pain of that, or you can have short-term pain where you push yourself outside of your comfort zone and it's scary as fuck. And it hurts, and it's really painful, and you know, it's your whole nervous system is like, I don't like this. But then that pain goes away, and then you get all the amazing and beautiful things that you want. So it's really your choice here. Are you going to keep stuck because it's safe, because it's familiar? Are you going to keep saying, I can't do it, I can't afford it, it's not the right time, it's not for me right now? Or are you actually going to push yourself outside of your comfort zone and, you know, embrace the hurt and the struggle of maybe not having as much money for that period of time when you have that coach, or maybe being really scared when you are putting yourself out and going on a date, or when you are going to a new gym, to then have the success that comes with it. And, you know, people will say, but it feels so scary. And yeah, of course, it should feel scary. If it didn't feel scary, it wouldn't be a big enough dream. You being scared of taking that step means that there's more expansion available to you in your current state. It means that there's more expansion, like there's another level for you to get to. Because, and that your current state just can't imagine it right now. So your current state is like, no, I can never imagine not binge eating, or I can never imagine not attracting unavailable men. I could never imagine not going on dating apps every time I feel a bit sad. You can't imagine it right now, or so you can imagine it right now, but it feels really scary and unachievable because it's not in your current reality. But that doesn't mean that you can never get there. You will feel anxious and you will feel scared. That's okay. Do not allow yourself to backtrack because of these things. If you want to change your life, you need to feel that fear and lean into it. If your nervous system is like, nope, 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 because it's something new, that means that you should lean into it. If you're like, oh, I shouldn't sign up because it's expensive, but you have been going on that coach's page for 4 weeks, lurking on all her posts, and you're still saying, oh, it's too expensive. No, it's not too expensive. That's your nervous system trying to keep you stuck. That's your nervous system saying, no, don't go, because that could mean that we could possibly change. We could go to the next level. And that's scary. But when have you ever received something in your life from just staying safe, from just being comfortable? When does good things, like, when have you ever gotten what you wanted by just doing the same thing every single day and just going through the movements by not trying something new? Like, the comfort zone is, yeah, great, but nothing ever grows there. The universe will never give you anything that you are not ready for. So the reason that you're going through what you're going through now is because you are meant to go through that, and you will keep going through this until you have learned your lesson and until you have taken the step to reach out of that comfort zone and take it to the next level. Because what you want is already there. You just have to turn it into a physical thing. You just have to bring it into your current reality. So if you can imagine it, even though it's scary as fuck and it makes you really, really freaked out, like I said, that's a good thing. But the fact that you can imagine it means that it is available to you. It is there. We just have to make it reality. So how do we do that then? Well, I can't actually tell you the exact steps I take my girls through this in a manifestation module that I've created, a visualization module for how to become the person that they want to become and really step into that. But I want you to think about manifestation kind of like driving your car with the GPS on, because you don't actually know how you're going to get to that end destination. Like, when you put the GPS on, like when I drove here, for example, I didn't really know where I was going, to be honest. But I trusted that I know I'm going to get there. And yeah, I took one road that was wrong. So yeah, it took me a little bit longer than I expected to get here, but that's okay, because I trusted that the GPS knew where we were going and that I was going to get there. Same thing goes with your manifestation. If you can combine law of attraction with law of action, you will get the stuff that you want. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but if you have done the healing and if you have done everything that you need to do, you will still get there. Because no matter how many wobbles you have, how many wrong turns you take, the GPS of your manifestation will just reroute you. And that's okay. So I'm going to give you a few simple tips that you can take to start stepping into that new level of raising your frequency, not just thinking about what you want, but actually taking the steps to get what you want. And this is how you are going to completely change your life. So the law of attraction explains that if we change our electromagnetic field by changing our thoughts and emotions, so the electromagnetic field around the body is called a quantum field. And this is where quantum physics kind of come into place here, because that means that it will attract a new reality from that quantum field. Like the quantum field is like, you know, the outside. Oh, sorry. Did I just completely mess that up? Sorry. Science in me, words in me, English words in me in general, to be honest. But we have an electromagnetic field around the body, right? These are our thoughts and emotions. And when we start thinking about all the stuff that we want that are already in the quantum field, you know, in our, you know, everything is made up of atoms, right? And when we, like, everything that we want is already there for us. And this is where the quantum physics really, like, explains the law of attraction to you, or the law, like how you can really get what you want using this method, because it is already in that quantum field. Like what you want is already there. It is already available to you, but you haven't done the healing to get there. So to get that thing that we want, the thought must then therefore match the feeling, because then we need to hold that. We need to hold that state of being long enough for our manifestation to occur. So you have to think it, you have to feel it, and then you have to be able to sit with it and take the necessary steps for you to get to the point where you want to be. And the first step of doing that is start showing up as her. What does the person who already has what you want, what does her life look like? What books does she read? How does she get to work in the morning? How does she speak to her husband or partner or boyfriend or friends or kids? What food does she eat? How does she speak to herself? How does she dress? How does she walk? How much does she sleep? Like, how many times does she train? What are her hobbies? Like, if you want, for example, like $1 million, you need to start living like you already have $1 million. And like, don't be stupid. Like, don't go and buy like a first class ticket if you literally have $4,000 in your bank account. And the first class tickets is like $3,000 or fuck, I don't even know how much they are. They're probably way more than that actually. But obviously don't spend all your money on that. But the person who you want to be, do you think that she's afraid of investing in herself? Do you think that she's afraid of going to the gym? Do you think that she would rather stay home and binge than be out with her friends? Ask yourself that. Every morning, I want you to sit down and do a manifestation, a meditation, to really step into this person, her energy, her frequency. What vibe is she on? Like, what frequency is she on? How does that feel in your body? And I want you to decide on a word that represents that thing that you want. This could be abundance, like wealth, love, happiness, freedom, like whatever it is for you. And I want you to keep repeating that word to yourself and write it in your journal every single day. And be very, very specific on what you want to manifest. The more specific you can be, especially on how you are going to feel when you have that thing, the greater reality, or what's it called? The bigger chance it is of it coming through. I mean, it is going to come through if you actually go through the proper steps of this, because you need to start feeling like you already have it. You need to start acting like you already have those things. And then, like, once your internal world already is the person that you want to be, your external world will match up, because everything is available to you in that quantum field. It's already there. If you can believe it, if you can dream it, if you can think about it, you can journal it, it means that it's available to you. So if you found this interesting and this is something you want to learn more about, you need to join the Empowered Woman program. This is something that we are really going to get super into this year, like, as well as stepping more into like the feminine energy. And I really, like, manifestation is something that, like, I really wanted to work on it with myself before I really brought it into the program and really understand how it works and see that it actually does work. And now that I've seen it for myself, I want to bring it into my girls, and I am going to create more modules on this. I'm actually going to create a deeper level module that I've just said to you guys and put it in the Empowered Woman Hub. So for those of you who don't know, the Empowered Woman Hub is a educational hub where you get modules and workbooks. There's over 40 videos or something in there now to take you to my step-by-step process of overcoming self-sabotage. So this could be, you know, holding yourself back because you're scared. This could be like fear of failure. This could be binge eating. This could be overthinking, anxiety, all-nothing mindset, perfectionism, people-pleasing, you know, whatever it is that's holding you back in your life right now. So we have two different options for this. And if you just click the links in the show notes, it will explain all of it to you, because we're running out of time and I don't want to sit here and I need to go basically, because otherwise it'll kick me out of the studio. But guys, I just wanted to say thank you so much for sitting through this episode. I really hope that it landed with you. If it did, can you please message me and let me know? And also, you know, if there's anything that you want me to explain a bit further. I've ran through the quantum physics side of things very, very quickly, just because it is quite complicated. And I feel like just explaining that would take like a whole episode. So please let me know what you thought. If it was interesting, if you'd like more episodes like this, if you'd like more tips on manifestation, give me a shout. And of course, also share it and tag me so I can say thank you. Right. Thank you so much, guys. I love you. And thanks for listening as always. Bye.